from the context that the main Blinn campus is in your district, right?
Yes, right. Where all the students are, that's correct.
And you're paying pretty close attention to what the RVP committee is doing.
Yes. Actually, I'm astounded that something like that has come up. I've worked with Blinn since the early 90s. I was on the Bryan Business Council. They didn't call it then, but the Bryan Business Council. But I was on it then when we talked about an idea to consolidate the Blinn campus in Bryan. And that's how, that was the genesis of where it is right now. And then now Blinn is thinking to split up and go out to Rellis campus and be working closely with Texas A&M there. But they already work closely with A&M. And as far as I know, they've done everything they've been asked to do. If the students aren't there to make a class, you know, they can't teach them. But I talked to some people at A&M the other day about that. And the problem changing the horse, so to speak, in midstream is that Blinn's got a very good reputation in the state. I was told that they're one of the best performing in the state. They have two-year degrees, and those degrees lead people to having paying jobs, and they also perform a function associated with A&M in that some of the students have to come to Blinn to get some grades that they need for A&M. Plus, they can get a couple years out of the way at Blinn that's cheaper than A&M rates, and they can transfer to A&M. And I've been involved with them being asked to teach kids different skills. One time when the power plants up in Robertson County needed help, they trained all kinds of people. And just recently, they were asked by a company over in Giddings to train some carpenters, plumbers, and those kind of things, and they did that, you know. So it's not that they are not willing to do what they've been asked. It's a function of where the people are available to be taught and then the money available. You know, those two things are always limiting factors.
Well, you mentioned the reference to the training in Giddings and to Robertson County.
Right.
I'll add
right.
in the recent board action to expand their training center in Brenham. But none of those are in Brazos County.
Well, but they did have a building over on 60 out towards the airport that they had some kind of training classes in, but there weren't enough students to make it work. So they closed it down. But I've been involved with the city of Bryan for 12 years, and I as far as I know, nobody sat down with Blinn and said, look, we've made an analysis, and this is what we need, and this is what we'd like for you to train. I've never seen that done. And the other problem is that I was reviewing this with some A&M folks, and they said, you know, the problem is, what's the unemployment rate? 3.9%? And so where are the people that need those jobs? You know, where are those jobs, number one? I mean, this is a chicken or the egg deal. If you're going to train people for some kind of jobs, you got to have the jobs available. Beyond that, we need to make a survey of the companies that are here right now and see what kind of training the people that work with them need. And I don't think it's an issue. I don't know why this has gotten to be such a big deal, because Blinn has been a tremendous asset to our town, tremendous asset.
As of Friday at 5, Mr. Nelson was talking about the start of a petition drive starting next Tuesday that they have to do, they think, to keep the option open. And he stressed and continues to stress to keep an option open to do something independent of Blinn if that's the direction they decide to take. But Mr. Nelson also said they continue to negotiate with Blinn.
Well, I don't know what they're asking them to do. They've never talked to the city of Bryan, as far as I know. We've never had a conversation at the city council level on what we need to do with them, other than when I've been involved with consolidating their campus, and then they and A&M has asked them to build another campus out there at Rellis. You know, so I don't know what they're asking for. I don't know who they're coordinating with, but as far as I know, it's not with the city of Bryan.
Are you going to ask at a future council meeting to have the RVP come in or have this committee come in and explain to the council what...
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to put it on the agenda to figure out whether our council wants to be involved with it or not. Because we paid for that building and that they're in right now, and Blinn paid us back because we wanted them here because they were a wonderful asset to the community. We did that. I mean, we've already gone through this and said we like them. And I don't know why they're doing this now. I talked to some people in Washington County, and they're very upset about what we're doing because people don't coordinate with them. I don't know why you can't communicate with them. I can talk to them, you know, so send me over there with what you want to do. I'll talk to them. anyway, I just think that this is a short-sighted deal, and people hadn't thought this through. This is a political deal, and it's political time, and that's what they're doing. They're trying to get some name recognition, and it's really not about any substance.
Have I missed anything else, at least to this point?
No, Blinn is very important to our community. They do two-year college degrees now. They have two or three programs that people can get trained on. I'm saying it again, but get trained on to go to a career. I talked to the people at A&M, and I guess roughly half of the students go to A&M, and the other half go out on their own and start on their living. So they perform a tremendous function for us. And for somebody else for them to say that they're not doing what they've asked to do, I don't think that's true. I do not believe that they will not sit with us and let us tell them what kind of training we need in addition to what they're doing right now. I don't believe that. That's where I am.
So stay tuned for further developments.
Okay, don't worry. I will.
I just want to make sure I've got everything out of you that you want to share about this, at least at this point, because this is certainly far from being over.
Yeah, I know, and this is right now. It's pretty helter skelter. I'm talking about in terms of a position of the cities, the two cities and the county. We haven't talked about anything like that. The appraisal district now has got to talk to the three entities to figure out whether they're going to move or not. We got to do this in a scientific and a unified way. I mean, not necessarily unified, but each entity's got to be talked to about it, and we got to look through it to make sure that something needs to be done. I say these guys are working hard, and it ain't broke. Leave them alone. Try to work with them.